to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, another week's gone by and we're all still locked down. So Ladies of Liverpool, the lockdown versions, the lockdown episodes, once again in your ears. Hopefully, going to try and get you through this bank holiday weekend without crossing the front doorstep. This week, someone that you probably know, but don't really know. So Amanda Harrington, you might remember her from the glamour days. So she was on TV as part of a glamour show. She went over to the Playboy Mansion, a Scouse girl, a single mum, out to prove herself. And she, what a looker she is. She's absolutely gorgeous. Body to die for. Then we saw her on Desperate Scouse Wives. Now, have you got an opinion on that show? Can we change it by hearing from the lady herself? Find out what actually happened and what she's doing with herself right now in this brilliant episode with the one and only, and let's be honest as the day is long, Amanda Harrington.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
I can hear birds in the background. Where are you?
I'm sitting outside in my garden.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. It sounds absolutely lovely. How many times a day are you getting yourself out and about?
Well, I'm doing a little hours exercise, but then I'm doing a little workout in the morning, but not much, like, too busy cleaning and cooking.
Well, I don't even know where to start now with this podcast. We're recording, everything's going to be playing out to everyone, listening, doing whatever they're doing. Possibly they're following in your footsteps and they're getting the house in order. I haven't done a tap around this house, so you do nothing but make me feel guilty when I look at your page. Talk me through your brand new Instagram page, Amanda, because this looks brilliant.
Okay, so obviously I've always cooked and stuff, but I was never like showing it off. And then I started putting it on my Instagram, my normal one, because I was bored. And then loads of people were messaging, just saying, like, you know, you should do a page. And I was a bit worried about doing it because I thought, I don't know whether people will like it and whatever else. But the food was going down a treat, you know, because everyone's bored at home.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So I've done it. And I've got like nearly 4,000 followers in a week.
Absolutely. I can totally believe it. I'm hooked on. I don't know where to start. So first of all the boss cutlery bits you've got from the Home and Bargain. Talk everyone through your bits and bobs.
So Home and Bargain is like my pride and joy. I absolutely love Home and Bargain. People wouldn't believe it, but it's the best shop on earth. Honestly, I go in there like a kid in a sweet shop, made up. I go in there for one thing and come out about £200 down. I only go in for bleach and come out with all kinds, but I love it because it's dead cheap. And you can get everything in there. So when I first moved in 2 years ago, I thought, right, I'm not bringing one thing from my old house. I'm starting from scratch. And I just bought everything. And then I just go in there. I go in there once every 2 weeks and I just top up on everything all the time. I'm bad.
It looks brilliant. Like you've got the little curry dishes like you get in the restaurant. And I'm clicking in on your Insta and I'm going, Home and Bargain, little chip pans to put your chips in. Home and Bargain, make a little note in my phone of all the stuff I need.
And all the organising stuff for your cupboards and your drawers, because you know what it's like, you just end up having them drawers and cupboards where you throw everything in, and then when you're looking for something, you can't find it. So I started buying all the organisers, and now everything's just like dead easy to get hold of. So loads of people are messaging like, oh, I just got them yesterday, I feel so much better. Because you know what it's like when you're organised, you just feel better, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely do. Give us some tips then. So if, like me, you're an absolute disgrace when it comes to running a house, can you think of like your top tips of like three things that you think everyone should be doing to make their life a bit better?
Okay, so top tips are organisers, drawer organisers. They're the main thing, I think, for your underwear, all your hair stuff, your makeup, because you can get all them on Amazon and eBay, and everything's all in its own place, so you're not searching high and low for everything. Obviously, cleaning products, like I have all different baskets for bleachers, and then I have one in each bathroom, you know, so like you haven't got to keep going to the one place to get it all, so we have all separate ones of them. The cooking stuff as well, I think if you're going to get into cooking, you definitely need to invest in like the little bowls that I've got, so when you prep your food, that's the best thing, because then you can prep it all, wash it all, peel it all and get it all out prepped. That's a good one. And I don't know whether you've seen the one I put up yesterday. I got this little Kenwood mini mixer. Did you see it?
I did, for chopping up, but you had all like your bits of veg and your stir fry stuff.
Yeah, So that was the newest thing I've bought, and I'm obsessed. So it's £20, £19.99 from Amazon, and you just put it all in, and it chops it all off you. So you're not standing there for ages chopping all your bits up. So so when people think, oh, I can't be bothered cooking from scratch, it takes ages, you can get simple recipes, and if you use this little mixer, everything's chopped up in 5 minutes. So that's brilliant.
Talk me through your little rubber glove situation. What's that about? On all your videos, you've got these little rubber gloves on.
And then everyone thinks it's hilarious. Well, you know, because since the corona thing, I was in Vegas when it all broke out. So while I was in Vegas, I actually ordered 3 boxes of the gloves, and they come about 3 weeks later. So I'm stocked up to death. But I just think when I'm cooking with them, because of the whole corona thing, I've just gone, and I've got OCD, obviously, as you can see. So with the OCD,
just a little bit, man.
Because I've got OCD, like I'll start cooking something, I'll take them off because I'm doing something else, and then if I have to go back to cooking, I'll have to put a fresh pair on because I can never put the same pair on. I do want to go to shops. You should see my car's full of gloves because I won't touch anything. The fella comes to the door, the postman, and I'm like, that'll be gloves on. I won't take the parcels from the doorstep. Really bad. But you know what? It works because I'm healthy.
That's it. You haven't caught corona yet. You're onto a good name.
I haven't got corona. Yeah, I'm flying.
Ladies of Liverpool, let's go back to the beginning. So a lot of people will know you from social media before social media was such a big hit. When it all kicked off, I can remember you in a fur hat with your hands across your boobs looking absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, God.
Was that the start of your career? Talk us through for anyone who doesn't know.
That was 2012, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's how long ago that was, because that was my first release and my first calendar. And I was on a TV show called Glamour Girls. Now, I was with this modelling agency in London called Samantha Bond. You've probably heard of her.
Yeah.
So I was with her agency, and this is before any reality TV show come out. They'd done a show about her agency and all the girls. Now, I was only young, and I had Savannah, and I was going over to America, and I went to Playboy Mansion. If you remember that. And they wanted to film my journey because I was a young single mum and I was trying to break America and earn money and whatever else.
Yeah.
So they filmed my story, and I was on that TV show, and that's when my calendar come out, and that's how I sort of got out there. But at the time, there wasn't Instagram or Twitter or anything, so all that stuff wasn't on anything, so people couldn't see that. But then it wasn't until Desperate Scousers when I got the call to be in that. There was only Twitter around then. So, you know, Instagram didn't come around until after Scousers. So it was like there wasn't really social media. So if you remember, I had the column in The Echo. So that's how everyone knew about me, because I had that column. Do you remember?
You were like the Liverpool It Girl, wasn't you? When It Girls were a thing. You were our one. So you had your column in The Echo. You're on these documentaries about glamour modelling and stuff. The next minute, Desperate Scousers took off.
I know.
Mixed reviews, if we're being dead honest, there were mixed reviews. And I imagine it was as much as it was a great experience, I imagine it was a bit of a rough ride as well, man.
Well, yeah, because it was like there was so much like work went into it. I remember I was 30 at the time when that happened, and I was about to give it all up. I thought, you know what, I've had enough of all this. I'm just going to like do something normal, get out the limelight, blah, blah. And then that come along and I thought, oh, do you know what, all my hard work over all these years, this is what I've worked hard for. And I was dead excited about it. And we filmed for weeks on end, day and night. And you'd be filming until 11 o'clock at night, and you'd go, right, we need you back here at 6 in the morning with the same outfits on and same hair and makeup. And you'd be I'd be like that, lying there stiff as a board in the bed, because I didn't want to move my hair and makeup because I'd had it done professionally. So I'd just have to brush my teeth and go filming again in the morning to do this one scene for 10 minutes, honest to God.
So how much of it was scripted?
Oh, it was terrible. So, like, what happened was they put you in a situation, and then they'd say you said something that they didn't want you to say. They'd stop filming and go, can you not say this? And I'd be like, well, because I'm quite outspoken. I'd be like, well, no, I'm not going to say that, because that's not something I'd say. Like, I'm not going to be fake. But then a lot of the time, like, they made me, for instance, they made me do this snarl at a coat hanger. And then when I actually watched it, because we never watched it until everyone else watched it, you see. And then when I come on the telly, there's me snarling at Layla. And me and Layla got on dead well. And I was like, so they just painted me out to be this big bitch, which I'm not a bitch, you know what I mean? I'm a nice person. I get on with everyone. Mm. But they painted it, for people who don't know me, they painted a picture like I was a bitch. So when it got broadcast, I said, oh, I'm not happy with this. And he said, look, just do what we say, and then series two, you can be yourself. And then series two never happened. So I was like, oh my God. So
how
it left a bit of a sour taste.
Must that be? I can feel. Do you know that feeling when you get in your face, that like in your jaw? I can feel my jaw going all tense because I'm like,
I know. It was
how can they do that to someone and actually lie?
Because they
it's
don't
one thing
care.
Going, look, we're going to do all this. Sign up to it. And some people would sign up to it. But if you've genuinely gone, nah, I'm not happy with this, and they've had you snarling out of coat anger.
Honest to God, out of coat anger.
Grim, and
they promised me that the second day is I could be myself, because I said, look, I'm coming across I'm a bitch and I don't get on with this person and that person. And I actually, me and Jaden were like best mates off screen, you know what I mean? Yeah. And me and Layla never had a problem with each other. And they're making out like everyone hates me, and I'm thinking, no. So because they said series two, you can be yourself, and then it never happened. I thought, this has just left a sour taste in people's minds about me, and then we it never happened. So a lot of people's opinions were nice of me after that show.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me, really, because obviously, you know, I'm living in Liverpool, I've got a daughter, and people are thinking I'm this snarling bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's just one of them. We never got series two, and then there was absolutely nothing we could do about it, which is sad, really, because all the other TV shows got like, I don't know, loads and loads of episodes and series. And then what it was, I think, is that, you know, none of us were trained actresses and actors. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to put us in situations where, like, they were making, like, the likes of Debbie and Danny make out like they were in this relationship for years and years. And when you're not trained, you know, it comes across and it's obvious that it's lies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's what it was with people. They knew that it wasn't real because we weren't trained. We were just normal people.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So when you look back at it now, and I ask this of everyone I speak to on this show about being in the public eye, because it really interests me.
Yeah.
People can be horrific on social media, but also in person as well.
And oh, God, imagine, yeah.
I imagine you had a couple of moments that probably stand out to you where you think, if I had my time again, you know, would I have reacted differently? Would I have stood up for myself more? Would I have just ignored it? Can you look back at those moments and sort of paint the picture of what was going on and how you,
to be honest,
you dealt with it?
I don't regret doing Scouts-wise, because obviously, you know, it gave me a better platform social media-wise. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And I'm still doing stuff now. I'm still doing influencing, and I get paid to post and do ads and stuff like that. So I still make money from it. But when it first aired that night, oh my God, I went from like, I think I had 5,000 followers on Twitter, and I went to 100,000 followers overnight. So that many people were just at me and giving me hell. I remember sitting in my kitchen with my friend Carla, and I got the abuse that I got was on another level. I was getting threats, death threats. They know where I live. They know what school my daughter goes to. I've made a show with the city. It was horrendous. I didn't leave my house for 4 days. I was petrified. I thought, someone's going to do something to me. It was really bad. And I was thinking, I shouldn't have done this. But then, you know, when I actually did leave the house, not one person has ever said anything to my face. Not one.
Mm.
It's just all keyboard warriors.
And there's the lesson there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was thinking, do you know what, though? It's not like we all went out there. Like, no offence to Geordie Shore and stuff, because I know half the girls and they're all lovely. But, you know, it's not like we were being rude and doing bad things on telly and swearing. We were just normal girls, just doing normal things. And the abuse that we got, I think I took the wrath of it, if I'm honest with you. But the abuse that we got was just on another level. And I regretted at that point. But then, obviously, when all the good stuff started happening, see, near the end of the series one, I started getting all the OK magazine shoots and Closer magazine, and I started getting all really good stuff. I was going to London, doing personal appearance and getting paid all kinds of money to go to the club and party. And I thought, this is right up my street. Do you know what I mean? And then it all just came tumbling down. And that was that, over and done with. And then there you are, getting paid to go to the club and getting bodyguards and everything. The next thing you know, you're queuing up outside and you can't even get in.
I love your honesty. I think that's what people do like about you. You're so honest. There's no messing around with you.
No.
But moving forward to today, you know, a lot of people mightn't realise that you have got your own business now. You're based inside Harvey Nicks in town. And yeah. you're behind the scenes. You don't throw it everywhere so people wouldn't know about it. But talk us through your business and how this came about.
Oh, yeah. So I've got Zero Fat, which is in Harvey Nichols in Liverpool. And I've just got into Manchester. Do you know Dr. Nassif off Botched?
Yeah.
He's opened his first UK spa in Manchester. So I went in there in December, just gone. So I've got two concessions now, and I'm about to go to London as well. So I'm hoping to have one in every city. But yeah, I don't throw it about, because when I first got it, I thought, you know what, I don't want to promote this on the back of me. I want it to, because I know how much of an amazing thing it is, I want it to do well on its own. So I didn't make a song and dance, and I didn't put it on my social media that it was mine. I just let people find out as they went along. And, you know, it's gone down really well, and everyone loves it. And it's basically an exercise bike that you get on, and you burn 800 calories in 45 minutes, but you pedal under infrared light. You've been on it, haven't you?
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Honestly, if I had more time on my hands, I'd be booking in with you every week.
So well, it's a shame it's not even.
And you're sweating away, aren't you? You're pedalling away, you're giving it the bifters. But you get off and you're dripping. But you don't feel like at the end of a class where, you know, you're dead on your feet. You'd almost feel like you've sort of taken the piss a little bit. You feel like, you know, your body's telling you it's done loads of work, but you've actually had a bit of a laugh, so you don't really. You can watch a film.
You can go on Netflix, you can do whatever you want. So it passes the time, but it's because you're under infrared light. Now, infrared light's so good for you. So it's like when you've done a hot yoga class and you come out, you feel dead energized and fresh and focused. That's what it does. So it does so well in Liverpool, and then Manchester, obviously we only opened in December, so we're just building the clients up now. But I'm just going to try and get one. I'm hopefully getting it in Dubai as well. Got a few meetings in Dubai, so I want to take it everywhere if I can. So that's my main business now at the moment.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
From a single mum working your way up, going through the glamour thing, now you've got your own business, you're going international, you're all over the place. You know, people are tuning into you on Instagram just to watch videos of you making fajitas. How much has your life changed, would you say, like in the last 10 years, from Amanda 10 years ago to Amanda today? What would you say the differences were?
Like, I don't go out. No, I was always out all the time, and I was going to the opening of an envelope at one point, but I wouldn't dream of going to that. Now I don't really go out. I don't party off. But you just don't. When you get older, you just think, I just couldn't think of nothing worse. A nice meal, bottle of wine, and home. I just don't. Yeah. I don't party. I don't go out. If it's something really big and major, then I will. But other than that, I just like the home life now. I live in a lovely place. I live in by Chester now.
Oh, wow. You've moved out of Liverpool. I've moved out of Liverpool
nearly 3 years ago now, and I'm just dead settled, and I've got a nice little life. I don't go out. I just like being at home, and I've turned into Mary Berry.
You have? You've got a fiancé, so you've
I've
got engaged,
from a
didn't you?
Party animal to Mary Berry.
I know. When's the wedding? When are we all going to see your wedding dress?
It was supposed to be next year, but just with all this going on, obviously, I had loads of appointments in London with all dress designers and wedding shows all booked in this year, but it all got cancelled because of Corona. So we were looking at Italy next year, but I just don't think it's going to happen now. You know, with what's gone on, because you just don't know when things are back to normal. And obviously, Italy is the last place I want to go on earth right now.
I know. We go every year, and we're watching the news. We're Googling everything.
I know.
We can't imagine not going to Italy this year. We go to Bellagio, Lake Como, and we have done since before I had a kid. So you're talking like 11 years. We've got a little place
that's where I was looking. Yeah, Lake Como.
It's
fabulous.
It's the place of dreams. Oh well, I can be your tour guide. I know it like the back of my hand.
Yeah. Well, when things are back to normal, I'm gonna get it booked and have a go over and look at some venues. But I mean, I probably could still arrange it all for that time. But it's just that everything's just on hold right now because I haven't even thought about it, because I'm too busy thinking about what's going on now. So I don't want to do any plans. We haven't even booked a holiday, but I went on enough before March. I went on three holidays
I keep saying to everyone, the only thing that's getting on my nerves about lockdown is not squeezing me mother and, you know, me dad and get me hands on everyone. But the travel, apart from that, I'm all right. I don't budge anyway, so I'm sound in the house. But it's just the whole not going on holiday. I'm a bit like you. I love to travel. I live for it. I work for it. That's the reason for getting up at 4 a.m. to book a holiday for the kids.
You know? I know. But it'll be back to normal soon, hopefully. I mean, they're saying another, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, well, something's just gone out this week saying that they might loosen up travel and stuff in the next few weeks. So who knows?
I know,
we've
but
got no idea.
I still don't want to get on the plane like very anytime yeah. soon, do you? Because it's too,
imagine
too
you
close
with your rubber
people.
Gloves and your mask.
I'd like Naomi. Did you see Naomi Campbell that time? Did
yeah.
you see her? That'll be me.
Yeah, that'll be you.
In a full-on suit with the goggles and everything sitting there.
Ladies, all Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
We know you love okay. home and bargain. We know you yeah. love cooking. We know you love travelling.
Yeah.
But what about these things? What's your favourite film ever?
Pretty Woman.
Favourite album of past? So when we were young and we had albums.
Oh, Michael Jackson. I was obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Was she really?
And Whitney Houston, yeah, I was obsessed with them too. Yeah, okay. Obsessed.
Favourite drink if you're out and about?
Drink, oh, I love Whispering Angel, the rosé wine.
Gorgeous.
That's my
yeah,
drink,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Your favourite bar in Liverpool?
God, I don't really go to Liverpool now, but Dash is a good one, isn't it? Dash is lovely.
Yeah.
I like Dash.
Yeah. And your yeah. favourite place to eat? Where should we be looking forward to going to once lockdown's lifted?
I like Gino's, you know, and Bar and Grill.
Gino's, Bar and Grill, bottle of Whispering Angel, and we're all set to
yeah.
go once we can get out.
Good
our
to
house.
Go.
We'll catch up again in the future. Before you go, can I ask a favour?
Yeah.
Will you send me a recipe every month for me to put on the website for everyone to get involved in?
Of course, yeah, definitely. You pick what one you want off the page, and then I can send you it. Or do you want me to make me own special one?
Oh, yeah, can you do a Ladies of Liverpool special for us?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, 100%.
Brilliant. Really, yeah. But I'm definitely starting with that Malteser cake. If you want to know what I'm talking
oh, well,
about,
I'll tell you what,
go
you
and need, find her on Instagram.
Give yourself a few days to make that, by the way, because it's not easy. It took me 2 attempts.
Well, it looks gorgeous. Where can we find you on Instagram once again?
So it's the new page is at home with Miss Harrington.
Brilliant. Love it. Thanks so much, my love.
Oh, thanks, Leanne. See you later.
Ta-da, babe.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.